Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion about the seven reasons a property sells. Right now, we're going to talk about condition of a property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been rattling off some of the greatest influences to a successful sale. As a buyer, you want to hear this because when you buy, you can have an impact here. So look at the condition, the terms, the location and timing, the pricing and positioning, the marketing and exposure, as well as the expertise chosen at the time of a sale. These will influence the success or failure on a transaction. Let's talk a little bit about the condition of the property and how it influences the sale.
If you cannot entice a buyer to cross the threshold and be interested enough to really study, get into this situation, you are not going to have a transaction. You'll have a transaction. It's going to be a low price transaction.
That's right. That's right. You're going to influence it in the wrong direction. Condition is critical. Usually when you are moving, the house no longer fits you. That means that you probably live in it wrong, so to speak. You're not using all the rooms. You're using them for storage instead of the purpose of a child's bedroom, for example, because they're out of the house. So you've got to really restage, reset the vision for the buyer and show them that it's livable in the way that you lived in it when you moved and you intended to do it initially at that time of life.
Well, and the point would be if you have bedrooms chucked full of junk, it's junk in the eye of the buyer, not in the eye of you. But unfortunately, you're trying to entice the buyer, not you. So it may be time to rent a storage unit. It may be time to do a wholesale claim. It might be time to call Marcia Edwards and have her go through the property and say, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to take off half the pictures on the wall of all your kids that are now outgrown and gone. And yes, they're nice mementos to you, but not to the new person, the new buyer.
You know, that's a segue that's worth discussing just for a moment. People and their stuff. It is fascinating. Some people will spend more time, more money on a storage unit than the stuff is worth and not miss it for 3 years. So you want to take a good look, and I can help you with that. It's a big part of the coaching and the conversation. I have people who can help us get it done so you don't have to have the task all to yourself, and people who have done it before economically and in a timely manner to get you moved.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, literally, if you can't entice a buyer to slow down as they're driving by and say, "Woo, that's an interesting situation," you won't get an offer from that person. That's just the bottom line.
That's right. Or the virtual drive-by, the first impressions online. Right. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.